I'm very happy now to welcome Anne Alexander and Vesta Webster. They are with a group called Friendship Bridge. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Thank you very much.
It's nice to have you here. Tell us about Friendship Bridge. What is it?
It is a micro-lending organization that lends money to women in Guatemala so the women can bring their families up and so that they could start businesses, so that they could provide for their families and their solution to their poverty.
Now, is this a local organization or is it a national group?
Well, it's a national group. They call it circles, and we have the Santa Fe Circle, Friendship Bridge. And it's not quite as popular in the East as it is in the West, mostly Colorado, New Mexico, and California, I think. Right. But it is a national group.
And so there are circles of people, I'm guessing mostly women, who get together and raise money to do microlending projects, in this case in Guatemala.
We have a few men, but you're right about mostly women.
It's funny because both the fundraisers on this end and the borrowers on the other end tend to be women.
Well, a lot of people say, why women? But studies have shown that when women receive the money, the whole family benefits. And when men receive the money, maybe only 30% goes to the family. There's cultural requirements that men buy drinks for their friends and so forth. So the women help. You know, and one thing about this is that mainly the idea is to be able to have the children go to school. They really can't go without uniforms and books down there in Guatemala. So when the women start their businesses, that's one of the first things they do is get their kids in school.
And so when you talk about micro-lending, I mean, are you talking about, it's not just giving money for school uniforms, but lending so that people can start small
businesses. Right.
And then they pay the loans back.
They do. And with Friendship Bridge, they pay it back at a rate about 98% over a year. And the amount is somewhere between...
Meaning only 2% of people actually default.
Yeah, it's even less than that.
Yeah.
But... They get somewhere between $250 and $350 usually as a first loan, and if they pay it back, they are eligible to get another loan. And what they do with these loans is a variety of businesses that they start, anything from weaving business to starting their own store. I was there a few years ago, and one of the women that we met had bought an orange juice squeezer with her money, and she went out every day to the market, and she was able to pay back her loan in no time. Another woman started a poultry farm, and so she would sell the eggs from these chickens and had eggs for her own family, so she was able to make money and to provide nutrition for her family as well. And there are all kinds of businesses that are started.
And it's... So very low-risk kind of lending and very high reward for the people who are doing it, and the amounts are so small.
Yeah, it's true.
$250.
Right, and they have quite a nice system. They don't lend money individually, I mean, and just leave the women on their own. They're in groups of five or more, and the groups come together for their meetings every week to make their payments, and they also have educational lessons about health and nutrition and things like that. So I was down there last year. They have a trip. Anyone can really go if you check it out on their website, friendshipbridge.org. It's called the Insight Trip, and they take you to all these villages, and you can see the meetings and participate. And they if one person doesn't have the money that week, the rest of the women will pay for them, and then they'll pay it back.
Tell us about some of the other projects that you have seen in Guatemala.
Well, I'd like to tell you about one, and then you can actually see her on the video that's on the website. Her name's Juliana Solis, and she got the idea to use all these plastic bags that were floating around and being thrown out to making strips and weave with threads and leftover fabric and make shopping bags. And she won a countrywide ecology award and was taken to Guatemala City to be presented this award. And last year I got to go to her house, and she employs three women now, and her husband also works for her. And it's just so heartwarming, because he said, when we got ready to leave, he said, "I just want to tell you, she's not only a blessing to our family, but to the whole community." So it was very heartwarming to see.
We're talking about Friendship Bridge. Now, do they charge interest?
They do charge 2% interest. And I assume that that is so that they can, they have quite a large group of employees in Guatemala. I think they're 80. And most of those people are what they call loan officers, who go out to the, they call them trust banks, these groups of women. There are about 1,600 different groups of women, and the loan officers go out to see them on their monthly meetings when they repay the loan. But so there are expenses for them. So the 2% is sort of understandable, I think.
Yeah, and it's an extremely low interest rate.
Right.
Well, yes, and I wanted to say that when we first joined, I guess we've been doing this a little over 7 years now, and Charity Navigator is an independent rating organization. You can look on the Internet, and we are now getting 4 stars for governance and sound fiscal management. So that was really good, because it wasn't always quite that good.
I was reading about micro-lending last night on the Internet, and of course there are, as with everything that is successful, I mean, you have a group of people with a 98% repayment rate. Big banks and investors are going to try to exploit that, and some of them are doing
right.
that.
Yeah, it is true. I think that sort of pattern is not approved of by a lot of the micro-lending groups, including Mohamed Yunus, who started the whole thing. To turn it into a profit-making venture is not where the principle, where the morals lie, in my opinion, anyway.
So what has each one of you gotten out of being involved with Friendship Bridge?
Well, I just was so lucky to get to go down there last year on this Insight Tour. It just made me feel really rededicated to wanting to do this. And one of the meetings that I went to when I was there was in a little town, not so much a rural village as a more of a little urban area, but they were indigenous women. And after they had their meeting and they made their payments and all, they said, "Oh, don't leave, don't leave." And we had a translator, because they didn't speak Spanish, so they mostly, there's 23 different indigenous languages that they speak. Mm-hmm. So we sat there wondering what it was, and pretty soon someone came in breathless with Eskimo pie, ice cream on a stick for everybody.
Oh, my goodness.
And they were just so, they were all hugging us and thanking us. So it's just very heartwarming. You know, the statistics show that 76% of the indigenous in Guatemala are below the international poverty line of living on $2 a day. Or less.
Right. And 30% are even less than that in the extreme poverty rate. And, you know, for me, it's inspiring to see women who are living, many of them without a husband, living with their 6 children in a dirt floor house with really no opportunity until somebody does lend them the money. They all have ideas. They all have intelligence. They're thrilled to tell you that their kids are all going to school. They're able to afford the uniforms and the books and the supplies. They're just delighted. And this I found inspiring.
So you're going to be doing a little event this Friday, the 10th of May at 7 o'clock at the United Church of Santa Fe. It's called Dessert with Desiree. And, of course, Desiree Mays is one of our favorite people here on KSFR, and she and I do the opera series together every year. What's happening on Friday?
Well, Dessert with Desiree, it will be at the United Church of Santa Fe. It starts at 7 o'clock. Desiree will give a talk about the 2013 opera season, and then everybody will go and gorge on desserts, which are supplied by many of the local restaurants and bakeries. And there'll be a silent auction. One of our items is a week in Spain at a bed and breakfast. We have tickets to opera and to the Lensic and to Santa Fe Symphony. There'll be Tipica for sale, and there'll be a raffle for some books that we have, cards for sale. It's going to be a fun event. We've had this 7 years, I think.
And it's all to raise money for Friendship Bridge.
Yes.
Gets loaned, and all these businesses happen in Guatemala, and
right. It
all goes around.
Right.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful organization. It's at friendshipbridge.org. Ann Alexander and Vesta Webster are our local members of that organization. Thank you for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thanks.